Attorney General Phil Weiser, I'll start by asking, have you read the Mueller report?
Indeed. I was reviewing it on the way here. I couldn't resist looking at, there was a great Robert De Niro piece about why Mueller needs to testify, and it said about the report, you're no Stephen King. But for a lawyer, it's riveting.
Was there anything in the report that reinforced your belief that it should be investigated further?
Well, first, I just have to say how painful reading it is. We had a foreign power heavily involved in influencing our election. If you are a patriot, you need to be horrified by that. And instead of trying to say, don't look at it, don't worry about it, no, we need the opposite. We need vigilance. We need attention. We have to do everything we can so this doesn't happen again. And to the extent that people did things that were wrong, including at the direction of the president, it has to be investigated.
Well, and we're hearing reports from some states that they're seeing what they believe to be Russian intrusion into their voting systems already this election cycle.
We need to recognize in Colorado that we have a national model. When you talk to experts about elections, the first thing they will say, you need a paper backup. Because if you have a sole cyber system, you are inherently vulnerable. We in Colorado, with mail-in ballots, have designed a system that not only is more resilient in the face of cyber attacks, but it also encourages everybody to vote. That's what democracy looks like. Every chance I get, I preach how we do elections here in Colorado. It's committed to the principle that everyone should vote.
How is your office defending the Affordable Care Act, especially in light of recent Trump administration comments that they'd like to do away with the whole law?
First, I'm a fighter for democracy. We've been talking about that. Second, I'm a committed believer in the rule of law. What does that mean? It means that when you have a law that's passed and then it's upheld by the Supreme Court, we administer that law. But right now, as you said, our Department of Justice, are they administering the Affordable Care Act? No. They're trying to invalidate it on as implausible a legal theory as I have seen. They've got a beef with a small part of it, which is this requirement that everyone has to buy insurance. It's the mandate. And they're arguing about that. I don't think they're right about that, but they're arguing about that. But then what do? They say, well, they want to knock down the whole thing, including the Medicaid expansion. 400,000 people here in Colorado have health insurance because of that expansion. They want to knock down the protections for people with pre-existing conditions. 700,000 Coloradans have pre-existing conditions. I'm going to fight for health care. I'm going to defend the rule of law. We're going to win this case against the DOJ.
I wanted to ask you about the newly enacted red flag law, also known as extreme risk protection orders, where a person who's judged to be a danger to themselves or others can have their firearms confiscated. Some county officials, including county sheriffs, have said they will not follow the law, but they're sworn to uphold the law in the state of Colorado. What do you think will happen? Is there a mechanism at the state level that would go into effect if a sheriff, for example, refuses to enforce the red flag law?
We're going to have to cross that bridge if we get to it. It is, as you note, antithetical to being a law enforcement official to ignore the rule of law. It's also antithetical to your job to protect and serve in a community. Right now, we can hear people in the abstract making all sorts of statements about what they will do. But when it's someone's life and it's a threat, I believe it's going to be different. That woman who came here from Florida threatening a mass school shooting, this is a perfect procedure to take weapons away from somebody like that. I don't think we're going to see sheriffs or police chiefs sitting on their hands in the face of such a threat.
On your path to becoming Attorney General of the state of Colorado, you clerked for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG. What was that like?
She was the most demanding boss I'll ever have.
Okay.
I worked so hard, and on almost every matter I worked on, she was, yeah, of course, that's the answer. There was one matter where I was actually feeling like I actually gave her some value. She initially thought maybe one way, then she changed her mind, and she gave me a sense of what perfection looks like in legal work, and that's going to stay with me for the rest of my career. Maybe more importantly, I got a sense of what a marriage of two people who support each other looks like. For those who saw either movie, the RBG documentary movie,
right,
or On the Basis of Sex, I believe you could say they're love stories. Marty Ginsburg's commitment to her, their partnership, it was so inspiring. I got to see it up close. I can attest to the fact, and they had an incredible partnership, and that also inspires me.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, thanks for coming by KD&K this afternoon.
My pleasure.